On to another sports story that was also a political story. In New York State, OTB stands for off-track betting. It's a place to bet on racehorses on every street corner. Well, not every street corner. But the government runs this gambling operation. And this is the crazy thing. Somehow the government is losing money. The truth is that OTB takes in a lot of money, but there's just so many associations and people and interest groups who want a taste. So after they pay everything out, there's not much left for New York City. And this rattled the mayor of New York, who said, no more OTB, we're shutting them down. There was a standoff and some political chicken, and New York's governor stepped in recently and said, we will bail out the city, we'll take over the OTB. A few months ago, when the fight was brewing, I had a simple question. How can legalized gambling actually be losing money for the city that sponsors it? So I wandered into an off-track betting parlor and began to try to figure it out. The kids don't call over the holidays. Your idiot boss is demanding an extra shift. Your wife nags. Your income lags. You're in a room of 25 men sporting a combined 75 days worth of stubble. And somehow at the OTB, all your trouble seems to melt away as the four horse rounds the quarter pole.
Go with the four, brother.
Go with that four, baby.
That was the idea behind off-track betting anyway. A distraction for New York's punters, a source of revenue for the racing industry, a bit of a jobs program for the politically connected. But hey, the money would go to the state, not the mob. So in 1971, New York installed dozens of storefront parlors which simulcast the races, take bets.
I'm 71 years old, and I've been coming here about 35 years.
Outside of Midtown Manhattan OTB on a dank afternoon the other day, Joe sucked on one of those cigarettes he says are killing him and talked about the activity that he says sustains him.
Well, the old timers got to have a little relaxation. They come around here, they kill a day or two, and they spend a couple of bucks, or they win a couple of bucks.
They actually win very little compared to bettors nearly everywhere else. New York City's OTB takes in $1 billion in bets each year and keeps a higher percentage of the handle than they would at the track. Even with all this money kicking around, New York's OTB can't operate at a profit, the city says. Stephen Crist, publisher of the Daily Racing Form, lays OTB's problems at the feet of the very politicians who would never deign to enter an OTB.
Its goal has never been to be a profitable and efficient organization. It's a jobs program.
Even Marsha Van Wagner, the city's deputy controller, admits that OTB could quite easily turn a profit if it would just not even cease but simply tweak the schedule of payoffs to various state agencies and industry trade groups. She casts Mayor Bloomberg's anti-OTB statement as more of a negotiating ploy, an attempt to allow the city a few sips from the state's trough. Even so, the writing is on the wall, and it's not just the morning line at Hollywood Park, according to Stephen Crist.
One of the things that OTB is going to have to do over the next decade is to close most of these parlors. They're inefficient. They're basically real estate boondoggles for politicians' relatives, and it's a very, very old model.
It's gotten to the point where the smartest play for the gambler is to go to the OTB, watch the races on simulcast TV, but to actually place bets over the phone. Ari Basal does this, though he's one of the few. So how do you do? You don't bet at the windows? You just call
no,
it
I
in?
I don't bet at the windows.
Oh, so you come in to watch the races, watch but you don't...
I look at the odds.
What do you think of the people who are betting at the windows? Are they suckers?
Most of them are ignorant.
This is OTB's future.
Come on with this 11 outside.
A room of aging men, exhorting horses who can't possibly hear them, unaware that the best bet they could have made was to put a quarter in the payphone to open an account, which could eventually put this little shop of theirs out of business. And as far as OTB's long-term prospects, right now there is no permanent political fix, though gamblers like Joe will be able to get their racing fix today and for the foreseeable future. The OTBs are open, and I've got a hot tip for you in the fourth at the Belmont. And that is it for this hour of the BPP. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. 3 to 5, I am Mike Pesca, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.